Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura, and this is Sunday morning, May 24th. Today's headline, When AI Takes Action, Verification Changes Completely. Let me start with something that has been quietly shifting under the surface of every AI conversation we have been having. We have spent years getting comfortable with AI that generates text, summaries, answers, code suggestions, and the verification question was always the same. Is this accurate? Is this faithful to the source? Can I trust this answer? But here is the thing. AI systems are not just answering questions anymore. They are taking actions, sending emails, booking meetings, editing files, opening pull requests, deploying code to production. And when an answer is wrong, you read it and you fix it. When an action is wrong, the damage is already done. It is in someone else's inbox, on someone's calendar, running live. So let's talk about AI agents need more than fact-checking. The shift from answer verification to action verification requires a completely different checklist. Before you let an AI agent take action, you need to verify four things that fact-checking alone cannot catch. First, direction. Is this action moving toward the right goal? An email assistant might draft grammatically perfect text, but send the message at the wrong time to the wrong person. That is not a factual error. That is a directional error. Second, scope. Did the agent stay within appropriate boundaries? A coding agent might generate syntactically perfect code that passes every test but modifies more of the system than you intended. It did what you asked, it just did too much of it. Third, reversibility. Can this action be undone if it goes wrong? Some actions are easy to roll back, others are not. And you need to know which category you are in before the agent hits send. Fourth, responsibility. Who owns the outcome if something breaks? This is not a technical question, it is a governance question, and most teams have not answered it yet. The takeaway? Fact-checking verifies outputs. Action verification governs behavior. Those are not the same problem. Think about that for your own systems. If you are building with agents or thinking about it, this is the framework you will need. Right, let's move to quantum computing because there is a breakthrough here that genuinely surprised me. Sub-zeptajoule bolometer enables quantum measurement. Researchers at Aalto University built a bolometer capable of measuring energy at sub-zeptojoule resolution using superconducting Josephson junctions. Now, if that sentence just washed over you, let me bring it back down to earth. Quantum computers need calibration, constant, manual, expensive calibration. Every qubit has to be tuned individually, and right now, that tuning is done by hand. It is slow, it is costly, and it does not scale. This bolometer changes that. It measures energy fluctuations so precisely that it can detect when a qubit drifts out of tune and adjust it automatically. That means less human intervention, lower system costs, and quantum computers that can actually scale beyond the lab. What this really means is that one of the biggest operational bottlenecks in quantum computing just got a lot smaller. Automation is coming to quantum calibration, and that is a very big deal. Have a think about what that unlocks. Because cheaper, faster calibration means more people can experiment with quantum systems. The barrier just dropped, again. Okay, so over in web development, this next one is for anyone building full-stack applications. Full-stack Dart with Cloud Functions and Firebase Admin SDK. Dart Cloud Functions just entered experimental preview, and for Flutter teams, this changes the entire development model. For years, the workflow looked like this. Write your front-end in Dart. Hire a back-end developer for TypeScript or Python. Maintain two code bases with two type systems and keep your data models in sync manually. Every time a model changed on the back end, you had to mirror that change on the front end and hope nothing broke. Now both sides can be Dart, same language, same type system, same models. You write a data model once in a shared package and both the front end and the back end import it. No duplication, no drift, no manual syncing. The handbook that just dropped covers production patterns, testing strategies, and the current limitations. Because yes, there are limitations. This is experimental preview, but the direction is clear. If you are building with Flutter, this is the stack you have been waiting for. Bottom line, the tax on Flutter teams just got a lot cheaper. One language, one code base, one model layer. That is not hype. That is just better engineering. Worth thinking about for your own setup, right? Now to AI and machine learning again, and this one is less flashy, but more telling. GitHub Copilot leads enterprise AI coding agents again. GitHub held its position as a leader in Gartner's 2026 Magic Quadrant for enterprise AI coding agents for the third consecutive year. Copilot now serves 140,000 organizations. But the interesting bit is not the market position. It is what Copilot is doing now versus what it did 2 years ago. It started as code completion. You type a function signature, it suggests the body. Useful, narrow, safe. Now it spans issue assignment, code review, and deployment. It is moving from single function generation to agentic workflows. It is not just writing code, it is participating in the software development lifecycle. And that takes us back to the first story, because the more an AI system does, the more you need to verify not just accuracy, but direction, scope, reversibility, and responsibility. GitHub is building those guardrails in real time with real enterprises. What they learn matters for everyone building agents. The takeaway? The market leader in AI coding is not standing still. They are moving from tools to workflows, and every other platform is watching. Okay, let's lighten things up a bit with something from a completely different corner of the tech world. Ferrari use IBM AI for F1 fan experiences. Scuderia Ferrari and IBM are using AI to personalize fan engagement in Formula One. Now, this is not a coding agent. This is not quantum computing. But it is a reminder that enterprise AI is moving beyond development tooling and into customer-facing domains. The details are light, but the direction is clear. Fans get personalized experiences, Ferrari gets better engagement data, IBM gets a very visible deployment in one of the most watched sports on the planet. It is a small story, but it shows how far AI has spread, from code to calibration to customer engagement. The surface area is enormous now. Right, one more before we wrap, and this one is for anyone who has ever stared at a performance problem and wondered if the whole thing just needs to be rewritten. Server stall crisis solved with Rust rewrite. A team was weeks away from product launch, their Java-based configuration layer was stalling under load. Response latency was 500 milliseconds. Memory allocations were through the roof. They had two options, optimize the Java code or rewrite it in Rust. They rewrote it in Rust. Response latency dropped to 50 milliseconds. Memory allocations dropped by 90%. The product launched on time. Now, this is not a story about Rust being better than Java. This is a story about language choice mattering more than we sometimes admit. The team could have spent weeks optimizing Java and maybe gained 20%. Or they could rewrite in a language designed for this exact problem and gain 10x. What I keep coming back to is this. Sometimes the bottleneck is not the code, it is the tooling. And knowing when to make that call is what separates teams that ship from teams that optimize forever. Something to think about on your own projects. Are you optimizing the wrong layer? So, stepping back from all of that, here is what I keep coming back to. AI is taking actions now, not just generating answers. Quantum computing is getting cheaper to operate. Full-stack Dart just became real, and the tools we use to build software are moving faster than the problems we are solving. The big picture today? The infrastructure is shifting under us, again. And the teams that adapt fastest are the ones who will define what comes next. Something to think about this week. And that is your Luma Digest for this morning. Thanks for being here. I will see you next time.